103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. On the phone with me right now is DJ Yearwood, director of the Vote 16 Mo campaign. How you doing, DJ?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. I'm ready to learn about what's going on with Vote 16 Mo. I see here that we're trying to work on lowering the voting age. Please tell us how this became about.
Yeah, so we're working on lowering the voting age in city council and school board elections as nonpartisan elections because really we want to make sure that all contributing society members who pay taxes get their right to vote. We don't support no taxation without representation.
Tell me about some of the reasons why we should lower the voting age.
Yeah, so obviously the first one is no taxation without representation. Right now, Missouri 16 and 17-year-olds pay $11 million at least annually combined in state, local, federal taxes. And so that is straight up taxation without representation. And then when we continue on, we know that nonpartisan elections allow us to value governance over politics. And so if we are introducing young people into the process in which party politics doesn't overwhelm the atmosphere, then we are able to create a better educated electorate, one that values governance over party politics.
Yeah.
And then our final kind of wrap up is that by lowering the voting age, we're making voting a habit and expanding, the right to vote means that we'll be able to create the habit of voting. If you look at our resources and research center of our website, then you'll see reports that say that one person who votes in one election is more than 30% more likely to vote in the next, and one person who votes in two elections is more than 60% more likely to form the habit of voting. This is kind of the basic premise of what we're valuing, and it's important to note that, you know, this is nonpartisan and that it's not a Democratic issue or a Republican issue. It's about permitting voters who pay taxes the right to vote.
DJ, what would you say is the biggest myth or misconception when it comes to this?
Yeah, the biggest myth or misconception is that 16 and 17-year-olds aren't mature enough, and that's because, one, in the current system, we don't base someone's vote on their knowledge of politics or government. We don't permit somebody to vote whether or not they know, whether or not they pass a governmental test. And then on another stance, that those talking points are just relics of other oppressionary type eras, right? So when women weren't able to vote, they said that women didn't know enough. When black people weren't able to vote, they said black people didn't know enough. And so it's a bad talking point because they're relics of other things, but it's also just wrong. 16 to 17-year-olds know what they value in their community and what should be improved in their community. And as intimate as these politics are, local elections and school politics, school board elections, as intimate as these elections are, these issues are straight up in their face, and so are the solutions.
So, DJ, if they want to learn more about Vote 16 Mo, where can they go to get more information?
They can get more information at vote16mo.org.
I need to get on there quick. And how soon do you want to get this implemented, DJ?
Yeah, hopefully we'll be on the ballot for the November 2024 election. And as soon as that's passed, then it will be taking effect in the months thereafter.
What an important election that's going to be, too, in November of 2024. DJ, yes. I appreciate you giving us this information. Thank you very much, and much success to your campaign.
Thank you.